Welcome back. Donna and Marley on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Marley's out. Shannon Paul joins us. Good morning, Miss Shannon.
Good morning.
And Ryan Perpich is also helping us out this morning.
Good morning, ladies.
We do have a breaking news story. A woman says Senator Al Franken inappropriately touched her in 2010.
Yes.
And that is while he was in office. So it is the first time that we're getting a report of a story about Senator Al Franken while he was in office. And she tells CNN that he grabbed her buttocks while taking a photo at the Minnesota State Fair.
And he is saying, I take thousands of photos. I don't remember ever doing that or taking this picture. It's
not looking good. Not looking too good here.
You know, because, you know, he's immediately, you know, apologizing for him, saying, I'm sorry that she felt disrespected. But now we're just kind of learning again back to, is it part of the fact that people have just decided that some of these behaviors are a joke and just acceptable, and that people are just not going to say anything about it? You know, I know we still have to go into this one and see, you know, whether, you know, how it actually pans out, whether, this is a new accusation.
Yep.
And it's just frustrating that we have so many accusations. But I think that that's back to a lot of these things were dismissed as minor for so long that it became commonplace, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, where now I think that that is the one thing that I will give some of the people who are going, wait, what? You were upset? I thought I was just playing. Well, no, you weren't. And I think that there were people that were saying for a significant period of time that this was inappropriate behavior, but they were shouted down. So now I think that's why there's so many things that are being brought to light. It was going, no, that was wrong. That was wrong. I told you I didn't like it. Or, I didn't say anything at the time, but that's because it was basically told. Yeah, I was told not to say anything at the time, or I didn't think it would do any good.
Right.
So that's, I think, why I think people are hoping that the culture will shift, that this will cause people to look at things differently, and it'll be painful for a while because it'll be a learning curve.
Right.
It's like, no, you don't do that, and I don't always have to take an apology, and I mean, I don't always have to take a compliment. Maybe I didn't ask for it, and if I didn't, you know, if I'm not into it, I'm not a bad person.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that I feel like I don't know a woman who can't relate to this.
Correct.
And I could probably come up with dozens of examples of that.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's just people feel like they need to speak up now, and now is the time.
Yes.
Because it feels safe and like you're going to be heard.
When before, it was almost like
you'd be brushed off. Like, oh, that's just Carl.
Or if you told that story, it was almost like people would go, well, good for you, because you now have a story, but you aren't harmed. You know, kind of thing. Well, you're not really hurt, but you get to tell this funny story now at, you know, with your girlfriends or at holiday parties.
Yeah.
Like, well, remember that one time that he like brushed my butt with his hand? Oh,
well,
my gosh,
remember
wasn't
when
that crazy?
Pulled his whatchamacallit out?
Right.
You know, it's like,
oh, that's just so-and-so.
Right. Yeah. Oh, he's such an idiot.
Right. Exactly. And then we just move away from it.
Yeah. And it's not okay.
Right.
It is not okay. Okay. So that is the latest right now. But also, just a heads up, if you were planning on watching that David Letterman tribute, you know how the Kennedy Center Honors is on tonight. Mm-hmm. It's a PBS special. They always do such a great job, by the way. Al Franken was a part of it, and they decided to cut his tribute from that special. They felt that the inclusion of Senator Franken in this broadcast would distract from the show's purpose of celebrating American humor. And they're probably right.
Yeah. I mean, because right now is it too fresh? We're still hashing all of these things out. So I do, whether you are waiting for everything to weigh out or not, using the word that it would distract from what they were trying to do, it would change the conversation definitely about what about the show.
Exactly.
If he's in it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's on tonight. I believe it's on at 7 o'clock if you want to check that out.
The Mark Twain Prize. is what it is. The Mark Twain Prize is what they're, is it at the Kennedy Center?
Yes. Okay. So check that out, but don't expect to see Senator Al Franken. We'll keep you posted if we hear more on that story. The gist of that story about Al Franken, the Minnesota State Fair, was that she was posing for a picture with him.
And her husband was there. And he still grazed the booty.
Yes.
Unacceptable.
And she said she felt uncomfortable. She felt as if she was walking through a mall and some random person just grabbed her.
Right. And just to clarify, so regarding the show that is going to be on this evening, PBS has said that Senator Al Franken participated in the event, but will not appear substantially in the PBS program airing nationally. So if you see a glimpse of him, do not say that we said the story wrong. He might be somewhere in the background. Right. Maybe they couldn't edit it out. I don't know.
Right.
So they said appear substantially. So they did the best they could.
Right. Yeah. All right. So that's the latest on that. Hey, I wanted to give an update on, remember the whole Usher story about a lawsuit being filed against him by a Georgia woman.
Correct.
Who claims that he exposed her to the herpes virus. She filed a $20 million lawsuit against the singer, claiming he had unprotected sex with her and transmitted the disease. There is a problem with that story because she told someone on a recorded phone call 2 days before that suit was filed that she only had protected sex with Usher.
Right.
So her lawyer withdrew from the case. Then she got a new attorney. That attorney immediately filed legal documents to dismiss the case.
Right.
So it's dismissed without prejudice. So that means there's intent to refile.
Correct.
So unclear. I don't what that.
Why
move
we don't
was.
Know why his why her lawyer decided to do that right now.
Right. So.
So just like herpes, it's gonna go away
and then reappear
and then come back again. You never know.
Boom. Ryan.
Boom.
Too soon, Ryan. Too soon. Anyway, keep you posted on that story too. All right, and the rumor that I was teasing about Kim Kardashian is that she went to the wedding of Serena Williams to Alexis Ohanian, and she showed up solo. She looked really downcast and never cracked a smile. And people are saying that she's getting ready to file for divorce from the rapper after 3 years of marriage and just weeks before their third child is due.
The rapper.
The rapper.
Kim and Kanye are done yay, maybe.
Ooh. That's what Life and Style is reporting.
Would have thought.
Ooh. I know. And they said it's just been really exhausting for her.
Right. And she has been doing some other stuff. Like she fired her publicist recently and some other things. So maybe she was just sad because she fired her publicist and she's like, people don't like my new fragrance, even though it's sold a lot. They've been making fun of me, so I'm just in a bad mood.
Wah, wah. Right. Sorry. Happy for you and your wedding, though.
Exactly.
So, congratulations. All right. So, when we come back, we've got some music news. We'll bring you some more American Music Award highlights. And, we've got Eminem's performance on Saturday Night Live. All coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Good morning and welcome back. Thanks for listening to My Talk 107.1. It's Donna and Marley, minus Marley. She's got the day off. She'll be back tomorrow. Good morning, Miss Shannon.
Hello, hello.
Good morning, Ryan Purpose.
Good morning, good morning.
Steve Patterson's going to be joining us in about 12 minutes from right now. We'll see what he's got up his sleeve today. What?
So enjoy Not every second guy. While you can.
Poor Steve. I'm going to tell him you said that, by the way.
Hey, good. I'm going to tell him right to his face. His pretty face.
See, I think that's fair. If you just if you're all out there right up front, hey, nobody can get, can't fault you for that. Opinions are opinions.
Steve's, duke it out.
Yeah, he knows where I stand, and I know where he stands.
Oh, boy, and that's why we keep them separated.
We should put him in there and have, like, an epic thumb wrestling battle or whatever and see who's the champion.
I love it. That's a great idea. All right, American Music Awards were on last night. Bruno Mars nearly swept the award show. He led the pack of nominees with 8 nods. He won 7 trophies, including Artist of the Year. Here are some of the other winners.
Year. Niall
Horan! For favorite adult contemporary artist,
Shawn Mendes!
For collaboration of the year, Luis Fonsi and Daddy
Yankee, Despacito,
and Justin Bieber.
For favorite EDM artist,
The
Chainsmokers!
Her favorite rap hip-hop song,
DJ Khaled.
Her favorite country male artist,
Keith Urban.
Her favorite pop rock duo or group,
Imagine Dragons.
Her favorite pop rock female artist,
Lady Gaga.
Her favorite alternative rock artist,
Linkin Park.
Artist of the year, Bruno Mars.
these are fan voted awards.
Yeah.
Right. So Bruno did really
democratic.
Cleaned up.
I love it when all of a sudden the scream is so the same every time. Yeah. It's like a laugh track.
Yes.
It's like, you start the screen. Totally. This lady right here.
And we all have to announce the winners like this.
I would do that. Even when I try not to. Because if you don't, then it's like, people are going to clown you and go, why didn't you sound excited about saying it?
Why are you such a Debbie Downer, Miss Shannon?
Right.
Jeez. Why aren't you smiling?
Right.
Bruno Mars.
I did enjoy this one. Because I a lot of times I think that they try... The performances, I thought, were diverse enough that I wasn't like, oh, it's just the same people all the time
right.
that you see on every award show. So it was fun. You know, normally I'm kind of bored.
Yeah, I am too. Okay. I am too. And the songs are so familiar by this time
right.
that you're kind of like, all right, I've heard this song 100 times already today.
Right. Exactly.
But Portugal the Man, boy, they kind of threw some shade, didn't they?
Yes.
Okay, so Portugal the Man, yes, that is the name of the band.
Correct.
They had... Behind them, they had a screen that
yes.
said, no computers up here, just live instruments.
And we're like, wah, wah, don't
wow.
bag on people that use computers to help them produce. Because that doesn't mean that it's not a good song. But I think that they're so incredibly alt in their nature as an alt rock band that they're like... We are so pure about everything. And so that's just kind of their persona because they used to play them a lot at the radio station I came from before I was
yep.
here.
Yep.
And Portugal the Man was always super interesting where you're like, wow, you guys are very serious in Oregon. Just so, because they're from Oregon.
Yes,
so they're just
yes.
like, you take music very seriously.
Well, and there so, people are tweeting like crazy, some funny tweets.
Because nobody, I mean, not nobody, but of the performances there, they were probably one of the lesser known performances.
Right.
So people knew that they liked maybe a song of them. Like, we use one of them as a bumper here on my
yes,
talk.
We do.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think that people hadn't looked up Portugal the Man, so they didn't know they were banned. They
right,
didn't know
they were
why
like,
they were so serious.
When I found out Portugal the Man wasn't one man named Portugal.
Right.
You know? Here's their performance.
I'm a rebel, jungle king.
And it was, you know, so it is funny that they are saying no computers because that does
I
go
like
back
that.
To the, it does go back to the, we've been clowning people about using backup tracks
yes.
and performance tracks and all of the lip syncing. So they did get, you know, some props too. So everybody didn't clown them. There were some people that were talking about on Twitter about crazy how Portugal the Man is holding notes better than some singers from tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think, which I think is a dig at Christina Aguilera. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it was fun and they made sense. And, you know, one of my favorite parts of the show was watching BTS, the Korean pop music, Korean pop band.
Yeah,
play.
What is with these guys? Like, why have I never heard of them?
Well, because
I feel like
you know
I've seen them one other time at one other award show.
Yes, and you know, and the thing is that the Korean pop. My sister just moved back from Seoul. She's been teaching over the last years. And she was really into K-pop before she moved over there. And so it's really just an interesting story about the way that these bands are created and the machine that is, you know, K-pop, where. We've only been kind of paying attention to the last, in America, I'll say the last 10 years, even though over there, there's all these artists that'll be like, they'll have the most YouTube hits and most downloads
right.
across
yes.
the world.
I know.
But in, you know, over here in the U.S., we're like, I never heard of them.
That, but-
and they're interesting for a K-pop band too, BTS, because a lot of times they will create these bands. You know, so basically, let's say that the producers sit there and they go, we have a collection of
right.
people that could be in these K-pop. They have male bands and boy bands and girl bands. And they will pick the characters They'll basically cast them, and then they just perform all together, and then they build the storylines around these people.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah. So, yeah, so BTS, though, is a little different because they do write some of their own music. They're very forward on a lot of these things, so they were just fun.
Okay, here's what they sounded like. Here's DNA by BTS.
Yes. That's, oh, they sound fun.
They're fun.
That sounds like everything else.
I love K-pop.
Listen, they ranked number one on Google Trends in the United States after they performed.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. And you can see, if you're into those boy bands with all the dancing and all the stuff, you were an NSYNC fan or back in the day, all those things, you should get into K-pop music. It will change your life.
They
it
think that it's going to start, you know, making its impact here in the States.
So, you need more whimsy in your life, Perfect.
Yeah, why are you so whimsy-less?
I guess. I need my whimsy back.
Whimsy-less. Hey, Steve Patterson is going to join us momentarily. He finally finished Stranger Things 2.
Wow.
We have to get his impression on Stranger Things. See what he has to say about that when we come right back. It'll be Steve O'Clock on My Talk 107.1. And welcome back. Oh, no. Okay, we got to get out of this. It's a special time, Ryan. You ready for it?
I know what time it is.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
I'm Donna Valentine.
I'm Marley McMillan.
I'm Troy McClure.
I'm Steve Patterson.
I'm starting with the man in the mirror.
And this.
And this.
And this.
Is Steve O'Clock.
Yeah.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Miss Shannon is here.
What up, Miss Shannon?
Hello, hello.
Ryan is here, the one who was bad-mouthing you right before you walked in the
not.
Door.
No.
What's up with that, man?
It wasn't happening. I called your face pretty.
Oh, thank you.
But no, don't worry about what I said before or after that.
Just ignore the lead-in to
you,
pretty.
Yeah. You would be amazed at my ability to upsell comments into compliments when they're about me. I mean, it's the power of positivity, my
That's
friends.
That's amazing.
I want you to know I'm here and I am feeling successful after a weekend of putting up Christmas decorations.
You did. Okay.
Yeah, for the first time I put up lights in the tree that's in the front of my yard, and I have thought about trying to get my whole neighborhood to do this. I'm yet to communicate to them about it.
Don't be that guy.
But I got the pole, this extension pole that goes 11 feet, and you can get lights anywhere with this thing. It was really, really fantastic. So I feel like I've set a good foundation for the years to come. That I've once you get kind of the footprint of what you want your holiday display to look like, then you've got momentum. Then you're not thinking as much each year. What am I going to do? Where am I going to put
now
lights?
Now you know you got to take pictures and remember.
You're right. You're
absolutely
right.
That's a good idea.
Well, see, I'm all for like just freelancing it, just so that you have a different creativity.
Oh.
You know, maybe you're feeling a little different from year to year, season to season. You know, maybe you're like, okay, that worked out last year, but maybe I can, you know, I'm in a different mode with my family and
maybe
my life.
I'll
want
put
something
a
little different.
Star on the tree instead of an angel.
Right.
I don't know.
How
I'm
about
feeling
this?
Crazy.
How about just a snap poll here? Poll question. Mm-hmm. Do you prefer white lights or different colored lights when it comes to holiday decorations?
Blue.
I like colored lights.
I like both.
Okay, and I'm probably white lights.
Yeah, I like the
blue and white.
Well, if you're gonna do white lights, then it just looks like you're at a cafe any time of the year.
But then
I like
you
the
can
color.
Leave it up all year long.
True that.
Again, then it just looks like you're just is this your house for the holidays or is it a bistro? What are we doing? I'm just saying.
Need the two be mutually exclusive. I mean, these could coexist and play nice.
You don't know this, Shannon, but Steve really wants to get his entire street go up to every neighbor and say, hey, neighbor.
Wait, can I explain this? You're not going to do this. You're
fine,
not going to do justice
here. Nobody can tell a story.
All right,
here's the deal, Miss Shannon. Here's the situation. One street over in the neighborhood where I live.
Yes.
Everyone in this entire neighborhood has essentially the same tree out on your front near the curb. Okay?
Okay.
So it's just they planted all the same trees outside of the house. So one street over, everybody lights their trees. Everybody does. So when you drive by it, it is just this beautiful lane of Christmas lit trees. Looks wonderful, magical, whimsical.
Okay.
You go over to my street, Well, a little hit and miss there. Probably 1/2 total trees lit out of a possible, I don't know, 15, let's say. So this year, and I have never lit my tree. So my thought was this, Ms. Shannon, that I go out, I get the pole, the kit that you need to hang the lights up high in the tree.
Yes.
Then I send a note to all of my neighbors and say, hey, guys, truly, I mean this in a no-pressure way, but hear me out. One street over, Kelm, when we drive by, it always looks so magical. So I thought in the name of sort of communal... a communal festive feel that we all light our trees. Now, you don't have to if you don't want to, but if you would like to, I will leave the pole outside of my house.
I love the way you're wording this now.
So you can grab it, and it's not so difficult, and it's easy, and I'd be happy to help if you want help. But then maybe we increase that festive feel, and it spreads throughout our whole neighborhood.
Okay.
Is it overreaching as a neighbor is the real question.
No, I mean, you could suggest it. I think that I wouldn't even put that many words in my note. I would have been like... I would have said,
I know.
Okay, I have obtained the pole to do this.
Yes.
if you would like it,
it will be next to the front door.
Who would like to use my Christmas pole?
Correct. See, right. That is enough words. That is a conservation of words, Valentine. That's what you did.
What he's trying to do is influence their decision.
That's fine. Have a cookie party.
I'm an atheist. How about that?
Okay, well, that's fine. Then you'll say no. And you
I'm not,
will,
by the way.
You'll have your heels in about that anyways, and so I won't convince you one way or another. But you know what? I did have some people, because I brought this up on Twin Cities Live, too, and I had some people come to my defense and say, this is a positive thing that you're trying to spread. There are a lot worse things that you could be trying to passive-aggressively be strong-arming your neighbors into doing. So this is, you know, all right, as well. But I still haven't done it. But we do have a community Facebook page, so I think I'm going to try to do it through the Facebook page.
There you go. That's how you be passive-aggressive. Yeah. You vague book.
Right. And so I think it's fine if you suggest it. You know, if you go, hey, this would be neat if. You know, it's the same thing as if you were going to have a cookie baking party and we all want to do cookies. Do the cookies.
Do I introduce myself in the note as, hi, I'm TV's Steve Patterson?
No, that makes you the worst.
Okay.
I do think that it would make sense if you wanted to, you can Griswold this, make some cookies, take it to each of get a wagon, put the cookies in it, and they go,
cookie wagon.
Hey, and you show up and you go, hey, I got your cookies. You should put some lights up. Thanks. And then wander past.
Well, part of the thought.
Because at least you did something. You paid them somehow for the work that they have to do.
Part of the thought was that, sadly, I have not ever formally introduced myself to all of my neighbors. But to be fair, they haven't introduced themselves to me.
Right.
You know,
but
that can easily happen.
They also have not asked you to do anything, though.
That is true. You are correct.
Right.
That's a fair point.
If you have homework assignments, then you probably should introduce yourself.
Exactly. All right.
But so the thought was that it's a half introduction, half, hey, do you want to do this?
That's fine.
Okay.
You're on board with it.
You don't want extra holiday work.
I think that if you are willing to do the initial work, like even if you, and I'm not saying you should go this far, but if you were even like, I got the first string, you know, kind of thing, the fact that you were going, okay, it'd be bad enough. Not bad enough. I'm saying that wrong. I could see if they were going, you need to go through this extra work, go out and get this, a different ladder, go out and get these extra tools. Then no, that makes Steve in the wrong. If he just wants to suggest it and he can actually provide the way to get it done,
all you need is the pole.
Steve, I think you should just start stringing lights on all of your neighbors' trees and then report back to us and let us know.
Okay.
That'd be hilarious.
How about you don't assault your neighbors' houses?
Yeah,
how about that? I think.
I feel torn. I feel really torn.
Yeah, just worry about your own house.
My neighbor across the street, she put hers up, her lights up already. I'm not, that's something I reserve because I need to come. Compartmentalize my life. I do that after Thanksgiving. So I just cannot put up Christmas stuff until after Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Right. It's too much for me.
See, we have to do it flip-flop because I've never spent a Christmas vacation not at my parents' house in Pennsylvania. So we bail week of Christmas we're out. So we feel like we need to get a little more holiday bang for our buck.
Fair enough.
So that's why we have stuff set
up.
The tree is already up in the living room. And once we finish the final piece of pumpkin pie on Thursday night, Papa starts singing.
We get through Thanksgiving, and then next the weekend, Cyclone Kid and I will put up all of the holiday decorations. That's very fun.
It's great.
All right, Steve, I want your impressions on Stranger Things 2.
Yeah, and they are short and sweet, and don't you worry, don't change the channel. No spoilers are coming here. I just want to say this. I liked season one.
Yes.
I like season one. I probably gave it about a 7.5, maybe even an 8 by the end of it.
Okay.
8 out of 10.
All right.
I thought that season two was markedly better. There was something about it.
Me too.
that it was, it's, here's the sitch with me. It's tough for me to binge something because I'm ADD guy.
Yeah.
And it's tough for me to really sit down. We started binging in the middle episodes of season two in particular. I felt were so captivating.
Yes.
They had so many different storylines that were going on where I was so excited to get to a new storyline and then started thinking, but wait, what's happening over there? You know how soap operas do it wrong? They have 13 storylines and they're all really bad and they just keep bouncing around one
right.
after the other.
Sure.
It was a soap opera pace in terms of how many things we had and how quickly we were bouncing from one to the other.
Yes.
However, when you went there, there was something so pivotal and so crucial and so interesting that was happening. And I will also mention their mastery of music, the score throughout.
You're
nice.
Saying
Stranger
everything
Things 2
that I said to Marley
was so
yes.
fantastic.
If you are a lover of 80s music or grew up during that time, you're going to feel like you're in the 80s.
And let me say, there was someone who tweeted out, "Hey, no spoilers. I'm heading into the final episode."
Right.
My opinion that I'm telling you about right now was made up when there were two more episodes to go. I was just so enthralled with how they had done things to that point.
Yes.
It was great. So I'm going to give season one, let's median it, at a 7.75 for me. Season two is a 9. And
wow.
I'm really interested to see where things go from here.
That is amazing. Because normally things, we have that in-between season where you kind of go, that was a bridge.
Right.
You know, maybe they had something that was such a shining moment. We liked it because of what it was. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't recreate that feeling. So that's awesome that they managed to update. That is on my list of things to binge.
Oh, you still haven't seen it, Miss Shannon?
No, but that's okay. But I'm not one of those people that minds if they're spoilers. I watch all this stuff anyway.
No, but here's what I thought you would have watched it night one. You are all things geek. And this is like a geek out show.
It was really one of those things. I was just so busy and didn't get back to it. And I have to be very particular about my binging.
Sure.
Because I am so mom in, you know, kind of thing that I can't always start it when I want.
True story,
sister. Because
I got
things, you know, so I got things and he's got things and all these things. And I just can't do that anymore where I'm like, I stayed up until 4 o'clock in the morning
right.
on this
right.
show.
Right.
So some things I intentionally don't begin because I want to be able to pay attention. And that's one of those shows that I want to be able to pay attention to.
Yes.
It's not like when I'm watching Forensic Files and I can just do laundry and clean at the same time and not actually watch it.
Right.
I want to watch and enjoy Stranger Things.
Season two to me is like Godfather 2.
Ah.
It was like the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really, really like this. And if you like that, Steve, you might want to check out the after show because it's kind of fun to see how they made things happen.
We did watch a little bit of the first after show.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. I don't even think I saw the first one, but some of them, like, they show how they make the monster, like how they create these effects.
I love all
for
that
you.
Behind the scenes
oh,
stuff.
Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. So good. And the writers are there and the director is there. It's just it's really fun if you get a chance to check that out. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get tipsy. I've got some valuable Black Friday information for y'all, and we've got more coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Good morning and welcome back. You're listening to My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment with Donna and Marley, who is not here. She'll be back again tomorrow, but we got a full house. Miss Shannon is here.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy. Steve Patterson, of course, is here.
Oh, hey, no.
Because it's Steve O'Clock.
Oh, sure it is.
And Ryan's helping us out over there.
Hey.
Ryan, the oldest, youngest man
Correct.
In the room.
Yes, thank you.
What's your actual human age?
24, but
oh my God, you're only 24.
Unbelievable.
I feel like I'm 60.
Oh, boy.
I know.
Wait, no. Does that mean like your bones are creaky? Are you like a spry 60-year-old?
Or you feel like
I'm real spry.
Okay.
I'm super spry. We were getting it on Twitter. It was like, oh, so my talk was like, hey, it's so funny you guys listening to tell Ryan about vinyl. It's like, I know vinyl. I know my 33s and my 45s, and they got going certain speeds.
I know, he went all deep dive on it. Because we like, I was trying to explain to him what a record was.
It's like, I know.
He's like, how dare you think that?
I know. You were like, it's a round piece of vinyl with a hole in it.
But a big hole.
Like, thank you.
It was a slightly smaller record. That had
it was a 78.
Yeah, I get it, Ryan. That is all fine. Because then if you feel like you're 60, I know I'm 40, but most of the time I feel like I'm 28.
I agree.
You know, because
the opposite.
He and I were talking about this weekend, you know, kind of thing. If you go by lifestyle and all this kind of stuff, then he's, you know, it kind of is that way. I go out more often than he does.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a grandpa.
I'm wearing a cable knit sweater, for God's sake.
Right. Yeah, his sweater. I can't see his head over here. The setup of the room that I'm in, it's covered by a computer monitor.
Thank
so
God.
All I see, I hear his voice and see his sweater. So, I mean, this may as well be a corpse.
All right.
Like, on that
he's
note,
not dead.
Let's do this.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
All right, I have got a few Black Friday tips for you.
Alrighty.
Shannon, you're going to tell us how to decorate our toilets.
Yes.
What the?
I know. You'll like this one, Steve.
It's I'm all ears.
Totally up your alley.
All right, I'm going to go shopping on Black Friday. Anybody else? I.
No. Put me down for no.
Oh, wow. You guys are no fun.
I'm 50-50.
Oh, it'll be fun. Okay. All right. So WalletHub.com compared the Black Friday deals at a bunch of stores to how much things normally cost on Amazon.
All right.
And they found that the things you can get the best deals on this year are movies, music, and books.
Okay.
Anybody buying any of these things?
Boy,
I'm already getting emails from Amazon about, hey, you should download this on your Kindle because now it's super cheap. So,
oh, see?
Yeah. So, yes, because I mean, but those are, I think if you already buy those things, then maybe wait a couple of days until Friday and then buy it. So if you were going to buy an album, you might as well save yourself some money and then wait until Friday to get it.
Okay. All right.
But I'm not going to buy more music now.
You know, the one thing that I do like to do on Black Friday is later in the day after the rush, it could be late afternoon, early evening, mosey on up to Target and take a stroll to see what their $5 movies are. Because they put a lot of movies. If you still actually use a
DVD,
digital video disc,
mm-hmm.
You can grab some stuff right there. So
nice digital video disc.
Yeah.
They're going to cost an average of 53% less than if you bought them on Amazon than any other time of the year. And then the rest of the top five are video games, which will be 38% off.
That's a good idea.
Toys, 24% off. Computers are 19% off. And phones, they're also 19% off. Now, the worst things for you to buy, jewelry and clothing.
Because they're not discounted?
They're only going to cost 7% less than they normally would on Amazon. However, the stores with the biggest markdowns will be Kohl's at 66%, JCPenney at 66%, Sears at 50%, and Macy's at 46%. But they're not comparing those to Amazon. That's just markdowns on the normal prices at each store. So there you go. Those are my tips for you.
Perfect.
Thank you.
I drive past a Sears all the time, and I always forget that it's a store until I drive past it.
Honest to goodness, where is the Sears that you?
I feel like a lot of them they've been closing quite a bit.
Yeah.
Sears.
Because there's the one over in Brooklyn Center.
There was one at Southdale. I think that's closed.
Oh, so the one at Brooklyn Center is still there. And they have built, like, it was part of Brookdale Mall. And they knocked down Brookdale Mall and built one of the world's largest Walmarts. And then added in those strip malls along.
Yes.
It, so now it's a strip mall complex. I think there's a better word for it.
Okay.
A strip mall park is what I'll call it. But the Sears, which was one of the cornerstones of Brookdale Mall, is still there. And I do see people going into it on occasion. I'm always amazed.
I'll go in every now and then, and I might be wrong about the Southdale. It might be Eden Prairie. Prairie Center.
What do you see people coming out of Sears with?
I think
fridges?
That Sears is closed. You're right. The Eden Prairie one is closed.
Okay, it is the Eden Prairie one.
Yes, because it was a Halloween. I was over there, and it was a Halloween store.
Oh, okay.
A giant Halloween
like
store.
A costume kind of place, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get tools and bathing suits and shoes and
I've only seen
curtains.
I've only seen people walk out of Sears with severance packages.
This morning.
Black Friday special.
Yeah. Monday.
Thank you.
Yes.
So that's what I got. Now tell us about Christmas decor for our toilets.
Okay. I have been redoing my downstairs bathroom.
I just painted mine this weekend.
So I, as part of it, it sounds weird. I have a really big downstairs bathroom. Not because it is full of bathroom stuff. It just is big. So it has the same size stuff. So because I wanted to put some other things in there that would have me hang out. I moved my spin bike into the bathroom is what it comes down to. And so because of that, I'm trying to make it kind of like a little mini gym. And so looking at the toilet is ugly. So I was trying to decide what to do to cover up the toilet some, but still make it functional for my kid and not make it that. So I was going to get, do you guys remember, you know, Ryan, you might not remember this because again, we're going to mention, you sound old, but you're not.
Yeah.
They used to have, I remember my mom used to have one of those toilet, like a rug that was like, that went around.
Yep.
Now I didn't want a rug. I'm like, it's 2017. There must be a better version of that. I wanted a toilet cover, a toilet seat cover and thing because it's ugly to look at. So I went on Amazon and you know what I found? Steve, you need to get this. You can get it for your whole neighborhood.
Yes.
They have Christmas decoration themed toilet seat covers.
This is awesome.
See, they are, there is a wide variety of them. You can have one that is Santa. You can put Santa on it. There's reindeer, of course. There's one, if you don't want to be specific to like Santa or reindeer, there's also a snowman and snowman. So it includes like the cover that goes on the tank.
Oh, yeah.
Along with the toilet seat cover.
This is a, yeah,
and
this
the
is a
rug.
Oh, my gosh.
It's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful. Now, I am not normally one of those people that changes out my home decor for every single holiday.
This is cute.
But
though,
this made me want to, because it's only like $15.
Can I tell you
for the
this?
Whole set, for a 3-piece bath set, Steve?
Okay. There,
one of them. And one of them is when you lift the seat up, there's Santa on the inside, but he's covering his eyes.
See?
I mean, that's cute. I love
I was
this.
Like,
I see a
I
great,
was on board.
A great
okay,
snowman
that's funny.
Setup.
Right.
You're not kidding, too. It's very, very affordable.
Right.
Oh, my
so
goodness. My kids would love this.
You
what
have
am
to
I
do
doing?
It for the kids.
Right. At first, I was like, no. But then I'm like, oh, no. I want all of them now.
All right. We'll link this up so yes. our listeners great. Can see this on our show links page at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, oh, Shannon.
Yes.
Justice League being called a failure.
Wah, wah.
I know. We'll discuss coming up next on My Talk.